Island Health is warning anyone who ate at a Courtenay Dairy Queen on certain days this month that they may have been exposed to the hepatitis A virus. The agency said although the risk of transmission is low, anyone who dined at the Dairy Queen at 1030 Cliff Avenue between 5 p.m. and 9 p.m. on September 10, 12, 13 or 14 should get a free dose of hepatitis A vaccine within 14 days of their last visit to the restaurant. Hepatitis A is a virus that affects the liver and in rare cases can lead to severe illness, Island Health said in its warning on Wednesday. The virus can be transmitted through food preparation or other hand-to-mouth contact. Illness can take 2 to 7 weeks to develop after exposure and can last for up to 2 months, the health authority said. The vaccine is available at the Comox Valley Health Unit, 961 England Avenue, in Courtenay, and no appointment is needed. The health unit is open Monday to Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m., with extended hours on Wednesdays to 7 p.m. This weekend, on Saturday and Sunday, the unit is open from 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m., the health authority said. The office closes from noon to 1 p.m. daily. Anyone affected by the warning who is now outside the Comox Valley should contact their local public health unit, Island Health said. Those who have previously been infected with hepatitis A or who received 2 doses of hepatitis A vaccine prior to the possible exposure do not require further immunization, it said. The health authority said anyone who was exposed and becomes ill should not attend work or school and should seek medical attention. Signs and symptoms of hepatitis A illness include yellowing of the skin and eyes, light-colored stools or diarrhea, loss of appetite, nausea, fever and other flu-like symptoms. Those affected may also feel pain on the right side of the belly, under the rib cage where the liver is located. Find more information about hepatitis A symptoms, causes, tests, treatments and prevention at bccdc.ca/health-info/diseases-conditions/hepatitis-A. Dee Closter at timescolonist.com.